If pain is holding you back from doing the things you love most, try Arnicare. It's perfect for soothing sore muscles as well as healing bruises. Arnicare is made with the natural pain-relieving plant, Arnica. Arnicare gel absorbs quickly, it's not sticky, and it's fragrance-free. Look for Arnicare at your local Walmart, Walgreens, Whole Foods, Amazon, or anywhere you shop. Plus, with thousands of five-star reviews, you know it's good stuff. Learn more at arnicare.com/iHeart. That's arnicare.com/iHeart.
This is Chris Hughes with the Christian Perspective Podcast with Chris Hughes, where we encourage our listeners to engage the culture with Jesus Christ. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds, so enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
The year was 1941, the date December 7th, a day that will go down in infamy. The bombs dropped on Pearl Harbor, and Nancy Atzinger was just 5 months old. That's my mom. And to celebrate her 80th birthday, she brought us all to Hawaii. Aloha, everyone. This is incredible. But there's a whole lot to my mom's testimony that a lot of people don't know. Mom, we are in your home place, your birthplace, and I've never done an episode of Truth Talk from a pool. But I am in your happy place because this is where you like to quote and float. Is that right?
Yes, I do. I love to do that. So I get in the pool. I have a little flotation belt, which frees my hands up. And I kick away and I bring my Bible out here and I memorize scripture.
And we're in the quiet pool in Hawaii in this resort because we have how many grandkids that are chasing after trying to find us and one great-grandchild?
Well, we have 17 grandkids and one great-grandchild. And with all the adults, we have quite a few here. Yeah. Now, two of the young couples just left, but two of my grandchildren were here the first week we were here with their spouses. So in all, there were 31 of us. Now there are only 27.
So all my people out there, I've told you that Mama's taking us to the beach for 80th birthday, but Mama, they don't have any idea. I'm coming clean now, full confession, uncensored. The beach is Hawaii because this is where you were born. Your dream was to bring everyone back here to celebrate your birthday, right?
Right, because none of us would be here at all had I not survived the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Wow. Our home was very near. And, of course, I don't remember it, but I do remember hearing my parents describe the morning we were awakened by the sound of bombs falling all around us, by the sound of people shrieking in terror as they realized we were being bombed. It was a total shock. It was a surprise. Nobody expected it. It was horrible. And they evacuated the women and children. And so my mother was sent on a ship with three young children, 4, 2, and 5 months. And we ended up in Los Angeles.
So the story of your life, your testimony, what God's done, his story of your life is tied into a major attack, one of the most horrific attacks on American soil, the bombing at Pearl Harbor. And you could have been cratered. You could have been like, you know, so many casualties there, a lot of loss of life, a lot of military guys. There's all kinds of monuments there.
Yes.
Where there were guys buried in these steel graves, you know, incinerated and burned and drowned and so many casualties.
Yes, it was tragic. My father stayed. He was a businessman there. He stayed and helped. He helped with the feeding of the people, especially the Japanese people who were put in camps. He was in the food business, so he stayed and helped get everybody fed. Mm. And then he joined us later in L.A.,
okay, so what happened after that? You and Aunt Carol and Uncle Ed were all little tiny kids, and your mom, who was a beauty pageant winner at one time, Miss Honolulu, right?
Yes, okay. And she had come to Hawaii from Wisconsin. She hated cold weather, so after school, she came to Wisconsin, from Wisconsin to Hawaii, and loved it, and got a job and just stayed. Well, my dad came to Hawaii, and he loved it, and so he stayed. And worked, and they were doing very well. They were very